Dobrý deň. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Deputy Minister. It's my pleasure to be back in Chisinau after some time. And I'm pleased to see that all these years have been full of positive dynamism in your country and in your relationship between Republic of Moldova and the European Union. And I'm also grateful for the opportunity to address the representatives of business community on this first Slovak-Moldovan Business Forum. I'd like to go on by thanking the Slovak Atlantic Commission and their partners for organizing this event as a part of Slovak Atlantic Commission's project Moldova Closer to Europe, supporting Moldova's civil society and healthy business environment. I'm also proud that this project is financially supported by Slovak Aid, the official Slovak Development Aid program. In my eyes, this forum presents a threefold contribution to our bilateral relations. It contributes to the deepening of economic ties between our two countries, to the improvement of business environment through transfer of transformation experience, and to the fulfillment of the European vision of Moldova. Let me start with the last point, stressing at the very beginning that Moldova should definitely build a rich structure of links to the European Union and its member states, keeping on the track of the European perspective. Economic figures illustrate this direction. The European Union is Moldova's number one trading partner with 54% of your total trade. More than half of Moldova's foreign direct investments came from the European Union member states. And the European Union is a major donor to Moldova with more than 1 billion euros since 1991. Moldova has made significant efforts during the past 3 years to strengthen democracy, implement reforms, and move towards the European Union. But there is still a long way to go. We wish Moldova to become a success story. We want your people to enjoy European prosperity together with us. Therefore, we were seriously concerned over the spring governmental crisis. And it is a good news that the pro-European and reform-oriented political parties understood that the search for a compromise solution is better option than anything else. To make the European vision come true, reform process has to be placed in the first place, not in words, but in deeds. Stable democratic institutions, functioning market economy, and a sound legal system is not something you do to please Brussels or anybody else. It is something you do in your own interests. Moldova is currently viewed as the clear frontrunner among the Eastern Partnership countries. Moldova is ahead of all Eastern Partnership countries in EU visa liberalization program. And 2 weeks ago, on the 25th of June, the Cooperation Council with Moldova marked the completion of negotiations on the association agreement and DCFTA. My congratulations on that. It is quite an achievement within a short period of time to negotiate such a far-reaching agreement on political association and economic integration. The association agreement and DCFTA will get Moldova closer to the European Union for the benefit of your citizens and also of your business community. We want the agreements to be initialed at the Eastern Partnership Summit in November this year. But this will be just the beginning of the story. The implementation of the association agreement, including the DCFTA, will impose new tasks for your country and the business community as well. Slovakia is ready to reach out the helping hand. We still have in fresh memory our own transformation from post-communist to a democratic system, from centrally planned to market economy. We have learned a lot. The road of changes and reforms was never easy, but we made it from the black hole of Europe to the top, to the very core of the current European Union integration. To make this come true, we had to make major reforms affecting practically every sector of our society. Social and pension systems, healthcare, taxation, banking sector, and so on. But it was worth the effort. Slovakia enjoys the best position according to 2013 World Bank Doing Business report as the most favored destination for foreign direct investment in the countries of Visegrad 4. We are the European Union's fastest growing economy in the past decade. Our average GDP growth in the period between 2002 and 2013 was 4.5%. We have one of the highest GDP growth forecasts this year among Eurozone countries, just below 1%, but still on the positive side. we are at the top in the region in labor productivity. We have an open economy with low inflation, one of the European Union's lowest public debts, and the common European currency, the euro. Our transformation know-how can be relevant and helpful to improve your business environment and attract foreign investments. Moldova is struggling with problems now that are similar to those we struggled with a few years ago. We are ready to share our experience and expertise with you, and we are doing it right now through, firstly, bilateral development projects. Moldova, as one of the three program countries starting from 2014, we have dozens of microgrants and development projects, including the National Convention on the European Integration. Secondly, through focused sectorial assistance, delivering multi-annual program of public finance reforms to the Moldovan Ministry of Finance and helping Moldova to fulfill the criteria for the visa-free travel by co-chairman of the Working Group on Migration within the Task Force for Moldova. And thirdly, through the programs of our Center for Experience Transfer in Integration and Reforms. Here we offer expert consultations in Slovakia or Moldova, for example, for the Ministry of Economy, Interior, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and others. Learning from our experience, but also from our faults and mistakes, can make the Moldovan transformation process smoother and faster. Ladies and gentlemen, we wish that Moldova maintains its leading position as the most successful reform country of the Eastern Partnership. I'm confident that just as Slovakia and Moldova share similar historical experience, the time will come when we will share common European future. I said it on several occasions in the past. Eastern Partnership is an open-ended project. It does not provide EU membership, but it does not rule it out either. The end stage of the Eastern Partnership is what you make out of it. The key is to do your own homework. Right now, it's the association agenda, the DCFTA, the implementation of all the commitments, political stability in your country. And I can assure you that European Union will do its part as well. Slovakia is ready to provide for any necessary assistance. Our new embassy that I'm going to open later today here in Chisinau creates new opportunities to increase the effectiveness of transfer of reform know-how and to improve our economic cooperation. Let me finish by inviting you to seek new inspirations for your transformation efforts, as well as new business opportunities in Slovakia, in order to fully exploit the potential of our bilateral relations. I thank you for your attention and I wish this business forum a success. Thank you.